I'm Mark Allen with KSSL Sports. I'm here in the locker room of the Slayton Tigers visiting with the defensive coordinator of the Slayton Tigers, Coach Sam Robinson. Well, welcome, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, boy, what a bang-up ball game y'all had this past week in Wink, Texas. Big travel there with Van Horn. How did your defense, what was your opinion of your defense and everything?
I thought we played well. We played fast. We kind of gave up some pass opportunities early, but we got stuck with some short fields, some bad field position early, but we held, had a big goal line stand early when the game was still 7-0, created a turnover there and gave our offense a chance to get us out of the hole. And, you know, we pitched a shutout. They scored on an interception return, some defense, and man, we were really happy.
Well, I think y'all did an excellent job. You know, of course, the travel there. Were you worried about the travel any with the players and their mindset, or did y'all have that pretty well settled before y'all went?
I think you always worry about it a little bit. We did go to Wink twice in a row last year, and a lot of these guys were on that team, and so they knew how to handle it. They knew what to expect. You know, we played on that field twice. I thought they handled it well. We were a little worried about the heat. You know, we spent some days talking about making sure they were hydrated, stuff like that. But we handled it well.
Well, you did. And, of course, this week, here we are, post-Texas. You know, Slayton and Post just down the road about 20 to 30 miles apart, been rivals forever. Used to be in the same district. Now they're separated and everything. And we have that opportunity for Slayton and Post to match up again right there in Post-Texas. So what are you doing defensively to prepare for this ball game?
Well, they run a lot of veer and option stuff, and so we've had to work on just being disciplined, staying at home, doing our assignment, you know, not doing too much. Our kids, I think, are geared up, you know, just like the town. We hadn't had to say much this week in terms of getting their motors running. So, if anything, we have to pull them back and keep them on their small on their assignment. We talk about small picture, see a small picture, so you can play fast and don't worry about your other guys. They'll take care of their job. So discipline in your assignment is going to be huge this week.
Yes, and all the players are important, but what are a couple of key players that you're paying attention to for the Tigers on the defensive side in this important game that they've got to really pay attention, know what's going on, and match up?
I think Robert Mendez, our Sam linebacker, we're going to have him do a couple of different things that he hadn't done before, and so how he holds up in game action is going to be big. You know, Tyree Williams and Chris Thomas, they go both ways, O-line, D-line, and that's a tough position to do it at. So they're going to play tons of plays. You know, they're probably playing 120, 130 plays a game, and they're big guys. So them holding up post-front five are big, physical, and we're big and physical too. So, I mean, those three guys, we have a sophomore backer, Jacob Terry. You know, it's going to be his first game where somebody's really downhill at him. So how he holds up, and also Trayvon Richardson, who's had three interceptions this year, and you know he's second leading tackler on our team at safety. He's got a couple of dual jobs to do, so he's going to be a big factor as well.
Are y'all healthy for the game?
I think we are. We're really healthy. We have one of our defensive ends, Eric Muniz. You know he's kind of banged up a little bit. We've got him in a brace, but he's playing hard, practicing hard, and I think with Post coming up, he'll be ready.
He'll be ready for Post.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much, and we look forward to tonight's ball game, the Slayton Tigers versus the Post Antelopes.